ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम।
Vasanta Amma became little upset because she's been meditating on Krishna. And today I said, you had to be, differently, isn't it? So I said, don't worry, Vasanta Amma. See, meditating on Krishna is not a bad thing, very good thing. You please keep it up. I want to say this understanding, as the understanding grows, becomes, the knowledge becomes wider and wider and wider. The vision is widened, and naturally your Krishna also will be, you will see Krishna differently. Isn't it? Tiny, small, little, nice, beautiful murti Krishna in your house alone, that Krishna alone is not Krishna, isn't it? Then you see the same Krishna, you will see it differently.
Krishna Damodara, Nityananda, Nityananda, Yogi Manasa, Yogi Manasa, Paripurnananda, Paripurnananda, Krishna Damodara, Krishna Damodara, Nityananda, Nityananda, Yogi Manasa, Yogi Manasa, Paripurnananda, Paripurnananda, Mayavata, Nanda Kumara, Mayavatara, Nanda Kumara, Navanita Chorare, Navanita Chorare, Krishna, Krishna, Navanita Chorare, Navanita Chorare, Mayavatara, Nanda Kumara, Mayavatara, Nanda Kumara, Navanita Chorare, Navanita Chorare, Krishna, Krishna, Navanita Chorare, Navanita Chorare.
See, Krishna is called Harihi. Krishna, Harihi, both words mean the same. You know that Harihi means snatcher. One who snatches. Harati iti harihi. Snatcher, grabber. It's called harihi. That is why Bhagavan harihi is called harihi. Vishnu is called harihi. Monkey is also called harihi. And Lord Shiva is also called haraha. Haraha, harihi mean the same. Both words have come from the same root. Verb is harati, snatches. Like gachati, patati, had sort of language. Because harati means what now? Snatching. It's a snatches. So here, and harihi, kim harati, what does he snatch away from you, isn't it? Agam harati, papani harati. Isn't it? All the punya papas he takes away. And then all your sin he takes away. Harihi. How does he take away? Dukkham harati. Dukkha haraha. Papa haraha. Kashta haraha. Isn't it? All the undesirable he takes away. He snatches off all the undesirable things. Papa haraha. Papam harati. Dukkham harati. Isn't it? All the unwanted he harati. Unwanted, undesirable he takes away. How does he take away? By blessing you, his swarupam. With his swarupam. By blessing you with his swarupam. How does he bless? Now, what is his swarupam? Sarva akarshakam. Sarva akarshakam. Sarvani manamsi akarshati. Isn't it? That which attracts every mind towards itself. All the minds towards itself. What is that which attracts all the minds towards itself? Is it a small, tiny form? Or who attracts all the minds towards itself? That form attracts only very few minds, no? One thing attracts all the minds, always, everywhere. Sarveshu kaleshu, sarveshu sthaleshu, sarvesham jananam, sarvani manamsi, sada harati harati harati, akarshati. What is that which attracts all the minds, always, everywhere towards itself? Yes. Which form? Happiness. Isn't it? Happiness. Therefore, Krishna is equal to all attractive. All attractive is equal to happiness. Therefore, Krishna is equal to happiness. And Krishna reveals his swarupam to you, means when you are blessed with the swarupam of fullness, happiness. Krishna is a personification of fullness. One should understand. That's the meaning of the word Krishna. But initially you can't imagine Krishna, fullness. You don't even know what. So therefore what now? Give a form to the fullness. This small little Krishna, Gopala Krishna, or Murali Krishna, Gopala Krishna, Radha Krishna, whichever Krishna you like, and Bala Krishna, Navanita Chana, any Krishna, initially is a symbol, is a form, which is a personification, an embodiment of what? The fullness, initially. Isn't it? Then you understand the meaning of Krishna, then you see what? And therefore, once Krishna's swarup is revealed to you, I mean, he is a harihi. All your dukkham has been snatched away, all your sins have been snatched away, unwanted, undesirable things have been snatched away, then you are free. He harihi. That Krishna is all pervasive, therefore Vishnu. And that Krishna is the one who has to be attained ultimately by all the minds, therefore Narayana. The one who has to be ultimately gained, gaining which one doesn't need to travel anymore, gain anything anymore. That Krishna is who again now? Narayana. Narasyayanam Narayanaha. Sarvam harati iti harihi. Sarvam vyapnoti iti Vishnuha. Sarvani manamsi akarshati iti harihi. Krishna. See, each word if you see, same thing, isn't it? So study will help you.